Well, we're talking Kashmir, and joining us on the line from Islamabad, we have Irshad Mahmood, who's the Executive Director of Center for Peace, Development and Reforms. He's been working on the Kashmiri issue for the last approximately 25 years. And then joining us on the line from India, we have Kavita Srivastava, a human rights worker working collectively towards restoring democracy, justice and ending all inequalities in India. Let's go first to Islamabad. Irshad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International. Okay, we just got informed now by our engineer that Irshad needs a minute. So let's welcome to the program Kavita. Kavita, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Yes.
Good morning. Hello. Kavita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Let's start with the arrest of Khurram Pervez, a prominent activist. What's the latest on the subject? Why has he been arrested?
Firstly, my organization, I belong to the People's Union for Civil Liberties. We have strongly condemned his arrest because he is a human rights defender. His was a strong critical voice within any democracy, raising issues related to violation, human rights violation by security forces. After all, Kashmir is just like an occupation of the Indian military. And he was raising voices regarding disappearances. He was part of the Jammu and Kashmir Coalition of Civil Societies, which is one of the most important and significant organizations. It brought out 6 monthly reports on the human rights violation in Kashmir. So he critiqued Indian policies, the government of India policies, the state policies. He was also, took on the cause of this repealment of Indian autonomy. So his was a very strong voice. And his coalition it's a very important organization. So it's very clear that they want to silence him. They want to silence any voice today which is upfront in Kashmir, raising people's issues, because their agenda is very clear. Their agenda is to take over politically also. I mean, they want to control people's minds. We are becoming increasingly an authoritarian state, increasingly an authoritarian Indian state. Democracy is on its way out almost in India, but we are fighting back. People are fighting back. The farmers' movement fought back and gained a lot of ground. So people are fighting back, you know. So this is very, very, very unfortunate, what happened with Khurram Pervez. And they're going to fight it. He was arrested under the most draconian law, the terror law called the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. And he has been charged with being a member of a terrorist organization. So he was arrested the day before. They've now taken him on transit remand. And we'll perhaps take him for a longer remand.
Yeah.
So it's very unfortunate what's happened, but we are not going to give on it. And also, we want to tell the Indian government, if you're going to silence voices like that of Khurram Pervez, how will you ever dialogue with the people? Now, either you tell us honestly, do you really want to dialogue with the people? Are you looking only for a military solution, or are you looking for a political solution? If you have to look for a political solution, then stop putting fear into people. The arrest of Khurram is going to silence many others, you know?
Yeah.
So, because he is very important.
Let me bring Irshad in at this juncture. Irshad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the discussion on Radio Islam International.
Thank you very much.
From your perspective, what's the latest in regards to Kashmir from the Pakistani side of things? Any development?
In fact, everybody is shocked to hear that the Khurram has been arrested by the Indian authorities yesterday or day before. Actually, Khurram has been a leading voice from the Kashmir side, and he contributed a lot particularly on the issues of the human rights. And because of his work, he also lost his leg and, you know, he had been to jail in 2015 or 16 for almost 64 days. So we were not expecting that India will go to that extent. But unfortunately, as my previous colleague said, that India is trying to silence all vibrant, potent voices who are challenging and who are raising the issues related to human rights abuses, as well as India's heavy-handedness in Kashmir. So you know that since 5th August 2019, almost all leading political activists, lawyers, and even those people who are just saying something different, they are being rounded up and they were sent to the jails. So purpose of India is what I understand in Pakistan is that there should not be any voice who can object Indian actions in Kashmir, who can document human rights violations in Kashmir. But during last 2 years, and particularly last year, few human rights violations has increased manifold.
Now, Irshad,
links in council.
I said that the recent comments by the Indian Defence Minister about surgical strikes on Pakistan, is that in any way related to what's happening in Kashmir?
I don't know, but everybody is laughing here because the surgical strike and you might know that recently they have awarded Abhin Nandan, who was the pilot which was shut down by the Pakistan, and then he was arrested and then Pakistan handed over to the India. So he was given a gallantry award for his bravery. So everybody was laughing. And they claim that they have shut down a Pakistan's one of the fighters, which is not true. So no international observers or independent observers have so far verified their claim. So actually, they are creating, Indians are creating, escalating on many, many fronts. I was reading that one of the India's minister, Jatendar, he recently said that we can recapture POK, mean Azad Jammu and Kashmir, which is a part of on Pakistani sides. So it suits them very well. Politically, it suits them because many state elections are coming in the next few months. It also suits them, their ideological lines, and also a lot of Hindu, particularly the right-wing Hindu, they like this Jingoism and hatred speeches and other things because it helps get more vote and political power and even consolidate their already existing positions. So yeah, basically they are isolating minorities and particularly the Muslims. So Kashmir is you can say is prime target because it suits them more than anything else, because Kashmir is a Muslim majority state. Kashmiris has their own identity. They are asking for right of self-determination. They are asking for civil rights, civic rights. So, and to some extent, when they punch Kashmir, they actually send a message to Pakistan as well. So it suits them to increase human rights violation in Kashmir for political reasons, for ideological reasons. So ultimate goal is to change the demography of Kashmir and make it a Hindu majority state.
Now, Kavita, you spoke earlier on about fighting the Modi government in terms of them wanting to circumvent democracy in terms of what they're doing in Kashmir. What are the odds at the moment? One gets the impression that the majority of Hindus in India support Modi and his policies.
There are three things. There's a major consensus in a largish section of the people born Hindu, that this is their government and maybe motivated towards the Hindu Rashtra. Maybe. I'm putting the word maybe because maybe people have not thought things through. But very much there is a consensus of subordinating Muslims, of isolating Muslims. I mean, they are almost a second-class citizenry, which is very, very unfortunate because this is anti-constitution. And this we will not allow, you know. I mean, they're going to fight back. There can be governments that can come in with their ideologies and their views, but they cannot upturn the constitution. So, yes. So, we do have Hindu majoritarian politics at the moment in our country, which is motivating a lot of people to think like them. But that doesn't mean there's a counter. At the end of the day, this government is standing with only 30% of the people's votes, you know. It's not that it's got all the votes. It's a lot of fragmentation of the vote. So it's not that politically they cannot be defeated. And also, I mean, we have to work very hard to remove that poison which they have tried to put against Muslims, where even the Muslims' right to practice their religion, like a namaz, like a Friday namaz, which is done in a congregation, you know, gets a large number of the right-wing Hindu fundamentalists to come and prevent it. Now, those things are just not allowed, you know. You cannot interfere with anybody's religious practice. That's what our constitution says. That's what Article 25 says. So I really think that those are the struggles that all groups who want democracy, because a democracy can only exist with a sense, with the end of all discrimination, with a sense of equality amongst all, you know. So economic equality, equality between religions, which is very much in our constitution, equality between the sexes, you know, equality, there's no nothing like caste, you know, there's no untouchability, all that. So we need to fight it. But coming back to Kashmir, I think the important point about Kashmir globally and the silencing of a voice like Khurram Parvez means that you really don't want the South Asian region to be peaceful. You know, Kashmir is at the core of peace in South Asia. You know, we need somewhere to dialogue with the people, bring, I mean, all political processes and government is finished. It has thrown all the political party leaders in jail and conditionally brought them out now, you know. So don't you want a political solution? You don't. And now you're silencing human rights workers. So I really think that Khurram's arrest matters to peace in South Asia. It matters because you want to create a chilling effect. And the moment you throw somebody in jail with UAPA, it means the trial will not start for the next 3-4 years. And, you know, the person will remain incarcerated for 5-6 years. So this is not acceptable. I really think we need a global campaign to bring Khurram out. We need a campaign in India. We've already started. And we do it for all human rights defenders. Under the Bhima Koregaon false case, they booked the top 16 activists, one passed away. You know, you've not cared for their aid. You've not cared for their health. You know, and you just think everybody is working against India. And these are the most committed people. They're lawyers, trade unionists, they're writers, academics, and you've thrown them in jail. You know, and now they're starting a new thing with Khurram, tracing it to them. They try to say that, you know, he's taken money from here and there. They try to put it somewhere, funding terrorist organization. We'll fight all that. We have to get Khurram out. We all have to work towards a global campaign to bring him and others out. And part of Allah's demand is repeal UAPA, this terror law, repeal other draconian laws, bring out all political prisoners. He is a political prisoner because he was a very strong voice. Bring out all political prisoners. And this law doesn't seem to have bail. The right of bail has been subverted by the courts. So we need to bring back, restore bail. So this, it's part of a larger campaign. You know, so Khurram, we're going to campaign globally for this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kavita, and shukran to you, Irshad, as well, for your contribution to the discussion on Kashmir this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was.
Thank you.